Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, apparently, new research suggests that going to museums, concerts and the cinema can slow the pace of biological ageing. The study finds the impact of engaging with culture can be comparable to frequent exercise, according to researchers. Tell us more. Roseanne Kenny, Regis Professor of Medicine, Head of Ageing Research at Trinity College Dublin, joins us. Roseanne, how are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Would you, without even seeing this research, have a bit of an instinct anyway that would make you think, you know what, I would suspect as much?
I think so. I think we're all aware of the feel-good factor associated with cultural activities. And now it probably depends on the cultural activity. It's very likely that going to the cinema doesn't have the same impact biologically as taking part in singing in a choir, for example. And there has been quite a lot of research in this area already, and indeed a lot of it by this group in UCL, who have asked questions about all sorts of cultural activity, from visiting museums, going to the cinema, taking part in art, and choirs, as I say. And then they have looked at what we call physiological markers of aging: blood pressure, your blood lipids, that's cholesterol, LDL, body mass index, BMI, grip strength, walking speed, and diabetic measures. And taking all of these, came up with a composite of physiological aging, which is what their biological measure is, and then compared that physiological aging to the chronological age, the number of candles on a birthday cake, of different people in the study, and then divided the groups into those who regularly take part in cultural activities and those who don't, and showed that people who took part in cultural activities were on average likely to be about 3 years physiologically or biologically, they're both interchangeable, younger than people who didn't take part in activities. So, yeah, so I think it is intuitive, actually, Tom. I think that is correct. I don't think any of us would be particularly surprised by that. It's of value having it, however, associated with something as solid as an objective biological measure.
Right. 3 years, it seems like a lot to me. You'd notice those differences, 3 year kind of difference, wouldn't you?
So yes is the answer. And I would caveat this particular paper by a couple of things. First of all, this was much more common in women, and women take part in these activities more than men do across the board. Secondly, it was more people from higher socioeconomic groups were more likely to take part in cultural activities, and probably one of the strongest risk factors associated with faster aging is lower socioeconomic status. I mean, we know in from the top to the bottom socioeconomic strata that there can be a difference in how long you live, of anything from 15 to 20 years even.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to say with certainty that the one factor that influenced this was exposure to cultural activities. Nonetheless, it's a consistent observation through a number of different studies.
Yeah.
And what's not good about that? It's also important to say, however, that it's an association. So nobody has yet done a really good randomized control trial, taken a group of people and given half of them cultural activities two or three times a week and half none whatsoever, and then followed them up for a period of time.
Oh, that'd be great. You have to say, though, it does come across that if you're doing stuff, if you're going out to the theatre, if you're going to museums, going to cinemas, you're engaging with life, you're seeing people.
Absolutely.
Obviously going to have huge benefits for you, isn't it?
Yeah. So you've touched on probably the most important factors associated with cultural exposure, and that's social engagement. You very often do it with other people, or there are other people participating at the same time. That's the first thing. Secondly, it correlates well with variety, and we know variety is good for us, and curiosity is also good for us. And thirdly, it's good for mental health, because there's there's a calming effect with much of this. And that calming effect then triggers the autonomic nervous system, the vagus nerve in the autonomic system, and that is an anti-inflammatory nerve, basically. So there are a whole plethora of features associated with cultural activity and cultural exposures that are very hard to disaggregate and say it's that one thing, because so many factors are involved.
You have to say too, a lot of these things are low cost things, aren't they? You can go to a museum for next to nothing. A lot of they're discounted times. You can go to cinemas or you can go to theatres as well. Yeah. You can get a lot of bang for your buck, and the positive sides of that are huge.
Absolutely. And I mean, compare that to the cost of a drug. That's the first thing. And we've 100%. Recognized this latterly in medical practice. So things, social prescribing is a big thing now, where in addition to prescribing medications for blood pressure control or diabetes, you add to that programs of social engagement in local communities for people, should they so wish. And there are websites and apps for applying this. And then the other area, which is tangential to this, but very important, is exposure to culture and the arts in a hospital setting, not just in a community setting. And in Dublin, there are a number of the hospitals, including St. James's, where I also work, are introducing arts, different forms of arts and participation in the arts for patients, families, but also for staff to improve well-being overall.
That sounds great. I don't know how people would be if you're prescribing them going out and engaging more with the arts. But it is
part of social prescribing, actually. Yeah. So social prescribing is about everything else that's not a drug. So it's your green spaces that are near to you, the, you know, chiropody facilities that are near to you, your local health food outlets. It's everything that's about well-being and health that isn't prescription of a specific drug, as it were, or a pharmacy.
Brilliant. Roseanne, thanks very much for that. Roseanne Kenny there, Regis Professor of Medicine, Head of Ageing Research at Trinity. If you have experienced this yourself, if you're going out and engaging and you're feeling, people coming up to you saying, you're fantastically youthful, let us know. 53106 for your text.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.